We are back now with Jess and Chris. And so what jumps out to you right away, Jess?
No Star Wars or Straight Outta Compton. Yep. Particularly Straight Outta Compton, I was surprised. Star Wars, weirdly, because success is sometimes a liability with the Oscars, has become sort of the Oscars underdog. But a lot of people were hoping, obviously, nobody at ABC and Disney. Star Wars is nominated, but I would like it to be nominated.
Well, 5 nominations for Star Wars all around, 12 for The Revenant. That leads the way, and I guess not a surprise there. Tom Hardy getting a supporting actor nomination is a bit of a surprise in the place of someone like Michael Keaton, maybe, for Spotlight.
Yeah.
Jacob Tremblay for Room. He was wonderful in that. Nothing for Carol. Nothing for Straight Outta Compton. Nothing for Star Wars in the Best Picture category.
Cate Blanchett, Best Actress.
Cate, of course, and Rudy doing...
the Best Actress category is really something.
It's loaded. It's loaded. And so is Best Actor.
I was going to say, Best Actor is going to be a good show to watch.
And a lot for Mad Max.
Mad Max came in huge. I mean, that's an 80-year-old director in George Miller. He gets a Best Director nomination, too. The surprise there is Ridley Scott not getting nominated
for The Martian.
Because
The Martian got a lot of love.
Although it did very well.
Any locks jump out at you in the nomination?
I think Brie Larson's a lock. I think Leonardo DiCaprio's a lock. I think they can prepare to dance at the Governor's Ball right now.
Do you think this is a year for Leo?
This is absolutely Leo's year. The funny thing is, I thought Ridley Scott was the other one who's basically getting a Lifetime Achievement Award, like Leo is this year.
What about Sylvester
Stallone? Wasn't even nominated.
Stallone comes in there.
I love that.
Definitely. You know, just for a moment there, you wonder if Harrison Ford was going to get nominated in that category, too. Same sort of role. But, yeah, big night for Stallone.
That's the toughest category to predict, Best Supporting Actor. Because Stallone has not gotten the previous indicators, like a SAG nomination. But he could really win this thing.
He did
get a Golden Globe, but they don't vote on the Oscars. So you always look at SAG and stuff.
And I think Mark Ruffalo is a real puncher's chance.
Oh,
a lot of great performance in big movies and little movies. This could be his year as well, because Spotlight was a great film.
And Spotlight got a lot of nominations.
And Michael Keaton, so wonderful in that film. You surprised that he didn't get recognized?
I am a little surprised. I think it was tough because so many were going up in the supporting categories.
Yeah.
I think maybe he could have gone for Best Actor and had a shot there, but he decided to go supporting.
Yeah. They all kind of split the vote.
Yeah. And Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
She's in there again.
Yeah, J-Law.
She cannot be stopped.